Junior shooting programs are great things for juniors, 12 to 18, and they have it broken down depending on the club that you're at. And I've attended many of them. I have granddaughters. I've taken shooting every Tuesday night in British Columbia. They have long guns and they shoot the 22s, and it's just great fun. And it's more than fun. It kind of installs that sense of liberty that many people are trying to remove from us. And it puts them in a great position to kind of get through life. And of course, too, they could defend themselves if they ever needed to, or they could go out and shoot a gopher. The gopher was giving them sass or whatever they had to do. So you know what? I'm such a believer of that. And also with the CSSA in Canada, the Canadian Shooting Sports Association, recently at their AGM, I was a keynote speaker and I donated $50,000 to them. And the purpose of that money is to be used to go out and acquire rifles and for the junior shooters. And the rifles will be distributed through the help of the CSSA and the Firearm Legal Defense Program as well across Canada. And it's a great cause, and I feel good about that. And not to be outdone in Canada, I also did a donation in the United States. Canadian dollars works out to about the same, $50,000, where I bought a Trump 45 handgun in 1911 and donated it to the NRA Museum. And it's a Trump 45, as said. And the purpose of that, or the significance of that, is that Trump is the 45th president and it's gold inlaid and so on and so forth. And there's information about that on our website. So that's $100,000. So, hey, what can I say other than I put my money where my mouth is, because I'm a strong believer. In addition to that, we have a fund that we donate money to, or I donate money to right-wing causes. So that's my little story. So I'm not just up here giving opinions. I also believe in it. I'm passionate. I'm a patriot. And I am so vexed that these left-wing wacks continue to take from us every day. And students, for instance, I mean, I look at this and I see them protesting, and it occurred to me the other day, they're protesting to have their rights removed. Really, they're protesting to have their rights removed, and they don't even know that they're doing that. Wow, London. In London, England, the murder rate there now beats New York for each month. Recently, because of stabbings versus, again, boom, 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 boom stuff, doesn't matter how you die, right? I mean, lethal injection or hanging. I mean, guess what? At the end of the day, you're dead. So there. We have a poll now in Canada that says the Liberals, if a federal election were held tomorrow, would win with 41.1%. The Conservatives would get 29.2%. And Trudeau, the present, current, pick your very age, prime mistake, as he's been chosen as a prime choice for the prime minister at 39.3%, and the leader of the Conservative Party is 23.1%. Conservatives, you're not doing something right, or these people are lying, which fake news does that too, and I get that, but you know what? You got to go out and do something different. I mean, over two-thirds of all Canadians don't vote Conservatives, and you're still talking about the wrong things. Your talking points are dumb. You need to put something new into your talk, into your game, into your plan. For heaven's sakes, save us. You've been hired. You all get paid, and not just now. You get paid forever. I mean, when you quit your job, which is a member of parliament, you get a pension for the rest of your life. And you don't do anything for us. We're out there with all of this bad stuff going on every day, and you're not doing anything to help us. Please help us. Pipeline. That's another issue in Canada. I've never understood it. They're always talking to Indians and other people saying, eek, what can we do now? And now the federal government, the provincial government, including the opposition, which is, I guess, the Conservative Party in Alberta, they're all saying the same thing. Let's do this. Well, let's pay for it. We should own it. Wow, these guys are all commies. They don't get it. I mean, this isn't about them owning it. The private sector has done a good job. Leave it alone. The free market is good. Let it be free. I mean, all they're doing, it's almost like this is a setup, right? It's almost like they've always known it would come to this, because now the people are saying, yay, the news has been telling us for years that we have to have it, and now everybody says we can't have it. But now they're saying we can have it if they pay for it. That's what socialism is. It's not right. It's just terribly, terribly wrong. The simple solution to building a pipeline, it is so simple. It is so simple and it's so easy. The government owns the roadways. They own the highway. Put it in the ditch. Coast to coast, put it in the ditch. You don't have to call anybody. You don't phone an Indian. Don't phone anybody. You put it in the ditch. The police drive up and down the roads all of the time. Typically, roads are well lighted. It's easy. Just do your bloody job. Ugh. Halloween. We all know what Halloween is, right? Indians, when they go to Ottawa with our prime estate here in Canada, they always dress up. I marvel at that. Why? You got these big headdresses and everything else. Indians wore those 150 years ago. What is it you're doing? If this is Halloween, we should all dress up. The white guy should also put on the clothes of the era, of that time, which is the pilgrim thing with the musket and the high stockings and the funny hat. You can't have somebody come into your office dressed up like that if you don't do the same. I mean, Indian headdresses had real significance, right? I mean, you got a feather, that was an act of bravery. And if you had a headdress, that means that you did all kinds of coups in war and battle and so on. And today, these impersonators are wearing all of this, you know, stuff, coming to Ottawa and saying we're here to negotiate, and our side dresses up normal. So either all of you go to the same party or some of you should stay home. Brr. That's all I got today. I got something else in here. This is really bad. So I'm going to share that with you another day. Y'all come back. See ya.